Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we have television and radio personalities Holly and Michael in the studio. They are experts in the field of love, relationships, and what it takes to feel sexy, as well as my go-tos on all things swinging. Today, they're joining us to talk modern relationships, the swinging lifestyle, tips for keeping sex hot, and so much more. It's going to be a really fun show.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, and check out all the other fun things going on there. We have a new website, too, which is amazing. Hi, Holly and Michael.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
I know. I'm excited. I love being on your show. I love knowing you guys. You guys have been on the show before.
So
you guys
are
the second time.
Yeah.
And that was like 2 years ago. You were so cute. You sent me the picture of us.
I did. I was seeing pictures and I thought I'd give you memories.
Really fun. And everyone can find you and this will all be on our website as well. But it's hollyandmichael.com. That's Holly with an I.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess that up.
Nope.
And Twitter is @swingtime69. And Instagram is @realhollypockets.
Yes.
And so check all that out. And you guys are still doing your Playboy Radio Swing.
Yes.
Which is an awesome show.
Thank you.
So fun. I love it. And the TV show. And you guys have just been like traveling all like I don't even know what you're like. Oh, no. We're like in Ecuador teaching people to swing. Like, where are you? What are you doing?
All over. The only sad thing is when you're out of town, we're out of town and never in the same city.
I know.
We have to make it so we end up in the same city.
I want to do that.
We're broadcasting live on location. Literally, last year was 3 different continents, 17 different countries, and 42 different cities. This year, we'll come pretty close to that.
And is it Swing, the show that you're doing it everywhere, or is it...
It's Swing with Holly and Michael on radio.
Okay, right.
Not the TV show, the radio show. Very proud still, Playboy Radio's number one show. We've been on for almost 5 years. March will be 5 years and been number one for about 4 of them.
Number one. Congratulations. How do you find it?
You go to playboyradio.com, /swing, or just playboyradio.com. Also on the TuneIn app, SoundCloud, iTunes now.
Oh, everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Everywhere podcasts are not sold.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
Because it's free.
It's free.
Okay, so that's awesome. So you guys are you've been really busy working. And the last time I saw you, I was grateful that we were in the same city because you invited me to a play party. And
yes,
I hadn't been to one in a while. And the guy I'm dating, still dating, Ross, he actually came on the show and we talked about it.
Did
after
he?
That, yeah.
Such a nice guy.
I kind of wanted him to come in today too, but he was busy. But he liked him. He loved you guys.
Aww.
Really liked him.
Because he was nervous. Because we had been out having like a night, like a work night, and we were doing stuff. And then I was like, hey, Holly, he's been wanting to go. And he was like, should we go? I'm like, Yeah, let's go. He was so excited to, like, we talked a lot about it, but it was a fun, how was that party? What do you think? Like, as parties go. You guys left before we did.
I thought it was
funny.
Good.
I like that. We didn't play, you know what?
We didn't play that night, so.
We had played, Holly's libido had been through the roof, and we had played, I believe, probably nine or ten nights out of 14.
Oh, so it was the 14th night?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for inviting me to the 14th night.
We went to the party. We needed a seventh day of rest.
She needed a day of rest, a 14th day of rest.
Right.
The party was great. As you saw, the couples, beautiful. And when I say high-end, I'm not talking necessarily about appearance, though they were beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're class. As you and Ross saw, no one's touching anyone without permission. People are introducing themselves. They're making sure to get to know you.
Yeah, exactly.
And they want to know you. They don't care how much money you make or where you live now. Are you a nice person? Do you understand what you're here for? Do you get the rules? Because either you get it or you regret it.
Right, exactly.
Bottom line.
So, yeah, let's talk about that because we were just, so if you got, I mean, because we got into some of it, just kind of like what, I was more like, because the funny thing was he had never been to a party like that. He never seen two people having sex in front of him. So let's just start there. So to him, like, you guys were leaving. I'm like, and he's like, oh, we should stay, you know,
because I like that. That was really cool because it showed me that he was interested.
And we didn't end up playing, but it was more like, wait, are they, those people are having sex right now, but those are the ones we were just talking to, right? Like his mind blown, right? And it was hot. It was like foreplay and he was like completely turned on. I was like, the way his face looked, I'm like, it was kind of like, you know, I guess when a parent first takes their kid to Disneyland or something,
right,
you see him like Mickey Mouse. I'm like, oh, wow, you have to come. Look at naked
and
people.
And instead of airs, you see gonads. I gotcha. Instead of the Mickey Mouse airs.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, come talk. So we talked about it from his experience. But you guys are great, though, because we got there. And you guys are so disarming and so warm and open. And
Thank you.
Were like just telling him about your history and your background, which I didn't really know all of that about just how you got into it and how you met. And yeah, I mean, tell us a little about that. I find it fascinating. You guys met and lifestyle?
He's been in for a while.
I've been in it since I was 18, so almost 20 years now. And it was in college. You know, we just called it a Thursday night, an orgy at the fraternity house. But I remember dating.
What you do.
Yeah, it's Thursday, right? It's a day that ends in Y. I was dating a woman. I was 18. She was 24, 26. And she said, I'd like to take you to a party downtown.
Was there two of them or just
Chicago?
One?
No, there's one. Oh, one. Somewhere between 24 and 20. She was older. And I said, all right, let's do it. And on the way there, because we were 60 miles from the city where I went to the school, she's explaining to me this party. Oh, my God, I get to have sex with other people, too? You're the best? Because she had been part of the orgies, and now she's inviting me to go somewhere.
Where'd you go to school back up?
Northern Illinois University.
Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
Oh, right, you're in Illinois, so what else are you going to do? So, I went to Michigan, but no one invited me to orgies.
It's a fraternity.
It's the border right there.
Yeah, it's the Uber. No, I'm just kidding. So we go to this party. I meet all these people. I'm getting permission to have sex with people's wives. She's having sex with guys, and we're playing and all of this. And there's acronyms, and we call it in our book swinger speak. There's all this different language, so I'm learning some of it. We leave, and she said, "What did you think?" And I said, "I can't believe there's this world that I knew nothing about." Now, fast forward, I had been in the lifestyle on and off from that point in, through my first marriage.
Okay.
And after getting out of the marriage, she wanted to dabble in it with me, and I didn't because, as you know, and I'm sure you would have experienced had Ross acted differently, the lifestyle is available to everyone. It's not right for just anyone, though.
Right.
There are people that you don't want to do
it. Oh, yeah.
We meet, and I've been in the lifestyle, and I, not bragging.
You met Holly. Okay.
I met Holly. Yeah. Sorry, I met Holly. And we talked about our pasts, and I share. I'm very open. And I told her, and then.
He told me, and I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I would love to try this. Because I grew up Mormon, so I had never done anything in my life. I'd had one guy before my previous husband. And I was such a prude, but I knew I wasn't a prude. I was open-minded with other people, how they lived and how they thought and everything. So he tells me this and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I gotta go to one of these parties. And I beg him. I'm like, my God, please. And he's like, okay, we'll go.
He's like, settle down.
I know.
All right.
Chill out, woman. So we go and I have the most amazing time I've ever had.
One of the things Holly had said, and Emily, I'm not sure the conversations you and Ross had, Holly had bisexual fantasies. The first time Holly masturbated as a Mormon, you're not allowed to, was to a Playboy magazine.
Right.
And now she's a Playboy model and works for Playboy. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
And I remember,
full circle.
Full circle. And I remember
I'm her. Masturbating to the lottery tickets.
Yeah, seriously.
You take what you can get, right?
I know.
Right.
Winning a lot of numbers. One of the biggest things with the lifestyle, and I don't know what you and Ross did, is communicating. Now, I know you well. I believe I know you well. And the way you operate, and you're so forthcoming and honest that a man like Ross wouldn't have to worry because you're not going to jump in and do things that you two hadn't talked about first. There are some people that do. So Holly and I communicated ahead of time about what she wanted to get out of the experience, what I wanted to get out of the experience. For me, it was just letting her experience it.
Right. And I didn't want to jump head first because that was scary. I just wanted to see what it was like. And if I kissed a girl, then that's where I'd do the line.
Right.
Yeah, the line. I saw this beautiful woman and
Brazilian.
And I asked him, I'm like, can I kiss her? And he's like, yeah. So I
kissed. Actually, I said, it's not up to me.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
But I'm thinking, he's right there. I need to ask permission.
Right.
Just
you guys covered it up.
We're,
right.
We're a couple. And I kissed her and I was like, oh my gosh, I cheated on you. What? Oh, we're going to break up. This is horrible. And it turns out he was cool with it.
Oh, it was hot. It was hot. She started making out with other women that night, too.
That was it. You were
that
in.
That was it. I was in.
I always say you either dip your toes in the swimming pool or you jump headfirst into the deep end of the swimming pool. No matter what you do, though, you have to do it together. I believe we are such a strong we because we're each a secure me. And without that, you're doomed.
It's true. And it's like any relationship. You want to be a strong me before a we. So that's amazing, too, that you guys have that. But especially to be in the lifestyle, you really need to be strong and to keep communicating about all these things ahead of time. So then you were in it and you guys started dating, going to different parties and stuff.
Yeah.
And now you've written the definitive book on it, which I think has been needed for so long because we get asked the same questions. And I know you guys, some of the stuff we're going to talk about, we have talked about, but I just think that
ask anything.
It's so much. No, but this book is like welcome to the lifestyle and people can get it where?
For free. If you go to.
Which is crazy.
I know.
We'll this should be like, you guys should be paying $50 for this. I'm not, or maybe 100, but it's free.
This isn't even half of what I have. So if you go to thexclub.com, thexclub.com. Just the letter X.
Okay.
The letter X. So thexclub.com, and you put in your email address. They will send you. They bought the rights to use these parts of the books. They'll send you a PDF file. You can opt out of emails from them. That's fine.
Okay.
And you'll get this. 3/4 of what's in here is about relationships. Because unless you can be single and be in the lifestyle, single women we call unicorn. We can, if you want to know why.
Yeah, we do want to talk about that a little bit. Yeah, but.
And then single men, Holly termed unicocks for obvious reasons. Bull is another term.
That's a good one.
Yes. However, if you're not in a solid relationship or you're not secure with yourself, you are not going to fit into the lifestyle and you'll be weeded out. So first I talk about what it means. Well, actually the back part of it talks about what it means to be in a healthy relationship, do's and don'ts in relationships.
Let's talk about what it means to be in a healthy relationship. If someone's going, God, I wonder if we're healthy enough.
Right.
This is what I think from a lot of who we hear from. Yeah, we're thinking about having a threesome. We've been together a while. We have a kid. We're not, you know, sex hasn't been that great lately. We're just going to.
I'd say don't do it.
Right. So how do you define a healthy relationship in your.
I believe it all comes down to communication and good communication, because you can say, oh yeah, we're great communicators, but then you don't tell your partner anything or you just talk about the daily stuff, about your feelings or things like that. So we had a good relationship from the start.
No.
Because we're both so open with each other.
You're like a unicorn relationship. Right. Like, I don't know any other relationship like you
the,
guys.
And the unicorn is a term they use because unicorn is a mythical creature. So I'll get back to the relationship thing in a second. With the reason we call a single woman in the lifestyle who's interested in no strings attached, NSA, casual sex, is because it was believed they don't exist. Oh, there's a lot of women. Emily, a lot of women, I'm sure, that you know. That
I've been a unicorn.
You've been a unicorn. That enjoy it. And being with a couple. You know, you asked about threesomes. One of the first things, and it's in here, is for a successful threesome to occur, I believe, you make it about the sex and only the sex. Holly and I are 100% emotionally monogamous. Physically, though, we play.
Right.
And it's only about the sex.
We're not falling in love with that person. We're not. I mean, we text for play dates and stuff, but we don't. Oh my gosh, how are you feeling today? What are you doing? Was it good? Things, personal things that we shouldn't be asking someone that's just randomly.
There's boundaries.
Yeah,
there are clear boundaries.
And even go. You know, you asked what's a healthy relationship. There are boundaries in a healthy relationship too. We're in such a digital society today that I love when you and I talk. I look at some people though that to me you're healthy. The unhealthy people, in my opinion, are the ones that saying, you know, around that digital corner, be it this website or that website that's for dating, I'll find someone new. So we have a problem. We're going to break up now.
Exactly.
It's too easy. And now let's say you're in a relationship. To be healthy, learn how to squash jelly.
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low-net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
Let's see. What is causing jealousy? And if I know your buttons and I start pushing them, I'm wrong. If I don't know your buttons, in my opinion, you're incorrect for not sharing.
Because I haven't told you that it makes me jealous when this happens. And yes. So can we just go back to learning to squash jealousy? Because I think there's a lot of couples that would be interested in this, but they're like, or they just say, no way. If I saw my partner having sex with someone else, I have no constitution physically to handle that.
Right.
Right.
Or emotionally.
Or emotionally.
Mostly it's emotionally. Or physically. Like I might break down. But how do you squash it?
Well, baby, you want to start?
I think that, I mean, it takes time and it takes trust in the person that you're with. Wait, real quick.
Jealousy is normal.
Yeah.
I mean, as somebody who's a swinger in the lifestyle for as long as I have been, and even as successful as Holly and I are as lifestyle people, as swingers, we still experience that twinge of jealousy from time to time. So I don't want anyone to think that once you're in the lifestyle, you'll never be jealous again.
Right.
It's normal. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, baby.
Well, to go along with your lines, there are certain people, like I still get jealous, but it's certain people that kind of rub you the wrong way or they're getting too attached to you or the other person or things just inappropriately.
I don't think that's jealousy as much as it's uncomfortable.
Maybe.
And then you tell me and I stop.
I think it goes both ways though.
Yeah.
And I say, you know, I'm getting a little jealous about her. And you know what? He's my partner.
He's just like done. She's blocked.
Gone.
I know
gone.
Him. He's like, I'm blocking her from Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. That's it. She's done.
Right.
Also, when you reflect on how your past relationships went, I stopped dating virgins when I was a sophomore in college.
Right.
Purposely because of the emotional attachment they get. Today, we don't want to date a virgin, so to speak.
Right.
If someone had never been in a relationship, they're not going to know what went right and what went wrong.
Right.
So when you start to recognize your past experiences and what your trigger points are, it is innate. Listen, if you go back anthropologically, I'm sure you've read Sex at Dawn, and a lot of people have. It's a wonderful book. It's their view on it.
Mm-hmm.
We were not created or programmed or evolved to be monogamous.
I agree.
And that doesn't mean that you have to go sleep around. I believe the true open relationship is not when you share your partner with others. It's when you share yourself completely with your partner. And then at that point, you and Ross can decide. Holly and I can decide.
I wish she was here. Right.
Right.
Exactly. Right.
But it's jealousy. You've got to understand your trigger points. And all right, what is it I'm jealous? Am I jealous or actually insecure that I'm going to lose something I have or that I lost something in the past that I don't ever want to lose again?
Right. Abandonment.
Abandonment issues.
Right.
You got it.
So the second I see him with someone else, it's going to be like, oh my God, or is she hotter? What do I just feel like women with all of her insecurities? Like, is she better than me?
Oh my God.
Right. Like watching someone else, you're like, God, I didn't ever touch his balls like that. I mean, do you ever think those kind of things?
I don't know. I think in the moment, it's just so hot that someone, like, he gives me great pleasure. And now he's giving someone else great pleasure. And because I trust him so well, that girl's going home. I'm with him.
See?
And I understand how people can get really insecure about that. And, oh my gosh, is he going to fall in love with her? Is he going to do this? But
Or is she?
It's going both ways. But I don't ever get that. And if I do start to get that little tingling, I just immediately tell him.
Right.
It's not, I don't
not mad.
Wait.
She doesn't get mad at me.
No,
she doesn't
right.
get, yeah.
Because that's not his fault. I just tell him and he's like, done.
So it's almost like you're observing him going, wow, that's amazing that he gives me pleasure and this other person. It's almost like if he was like a lawyer and you watched him in like doing a trial, like in court, you'd be like, that's so hot, that's how sexy. He's like, look at
him. She'll orgasm watching the other woman orgasm while being with me sexually. Because I'm also paying attention to Holly. It's not just one. Right. Except for the times. There are times she'll say, just focus on her completely. I'm getting off right now. And there are times if she's with a man, I would say the same thing. Because I enjoy, I'm a straight man. Any guy or couple, we really don't play with single guys. Any couple we'd be with as a straight man too, or at least respects that I am. So there's pleasure. You know, if I were to say, you can't play with men. Now, Pockets, Holly, said,
what's her nickname, Pockets. You guys have to listen to Swing. You have to listen to the show. She's Pockets.
What do you say? You're far more?
I'm far more bi than guy. I like women. Women are beautiful.
I know, right?
So I get it. You know, let's say you and Ross and Holly and I got together. However, you're very bisexual, if you are, and Pockets is so. If just the two of you played, that was it, that's hot.
Right.
And if Ross is touching you and I'm touching Holly, that's hot. We just have to make sure you're in rhythm, though, because if we're both behind you doggy style and you're like clenching teeth, that's not fun.
That's a disappointment.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Okay, I got it. That's good. That's a good vision. That's hot.
That is a hot vision.
Oh, wow. I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Okay, so, right? That's good.
I like that. Let's go.
Oh, he's got sidetracked. But what about, okay, so another thing is people who are like, a lot of people are, I think, more than ever now looking at non-monogamy as an option. Mm-hmm. But there's also polyamorous relationships. I think that could be really confusing for people, like, because people in polyamorous relationships, you know, have a primary partner and they do develop feelings and have emotions and attachments for others. And so what do you think is it just your personality type, or do you think people get confused by that ever?
I think it's a personality type. I personally couldn't do it myself, but I praise those that can.
I don't, yeah, and I have an issue when anyone, and you're not saying that, though we've had these debates and we welcome them on our show. I remember having this discussion with a couple on the new, which is now canceled, Ricky Lake show. It was myself, Dan Savage, and Simone Bien, who you know.
Yeah.
There's no hierarchy in the sexual alternative life, okay? Polyamory, swinger, lifestyle, BDSM, kink, dom stuff. Polyamory, to me, the way I simplify it is with swinging, you're falling in like. With polyamory, you may fall in love. And like Holly said, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just different strokes for different folks. We've had polyamory couples.
Literally, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've had literally in how much you can stroke. Never mind. And with the Sibian, you can do a lot. Well, with the Sibian, you can stroke a lot. Never mind.
That's true.
That damn Sibian has moves that are amazing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Mind-blowing. Yeah.
So I go back to that, though. I get a little upset when a polyamorous couple has said to us, well, you know, you're just like animals. You sleep with anybody. No, we don't.
Right. It's not like you just go there like, who's a free right now? You take a number. That couple were, yeah.
You were there.
Yeah.
There are beautiful couples there. There were, to me, a 9, I don't like to use numbers. A 9 can become a 3 pretty quick. And a 5 can become an 8 because of personality.
Right.
So we are getting to know you a little bit. There are people that have sports sex.
Right, for sure.
That's not Holly and I.
No. You guys go there and you get to...
We get to know you a little bit. We're more social swingers than sexual swingers.
And it's not like anybody can go to these... Because everyone has to know the rules ahead of time.
Of course.
It's not just like... If people start emailing, like, how can I go? How can all of us go out with Holly and Michael? Right. Like, you have to... It's really just single women and couples, right?
And couples. Some single men, if you're interviewed first, because again, the perception of a single guy is that he's just going to be looking to get laid.
Right. And the thing is, right, which he is, but he has best behavior. But some guys just want it. A lot of people are just observing, and that's fine too.
Didn't you talk to Daniel Stern, Swingland?
Yeah.
You wrote the book Swingland.
Yeah, you guys introduced me to him. Right. That was a great show. You guys check it out.
And I mean, you're amazing in all your shows. So what I love about Daniel is, and he'll tell you, a guy that looks like Brad Pitt gets almost no action. He looks like Patton Oswalt, the comedian. He's a little better looking than Patton Oswalt, and he's getting action all the time.
Because of his personality.
There you go.
He's such a good guy, and he's so respectful.
And he gets it.
He gets it. He wrote the book.
Now
you wrote your book. I mean, did you write this book because you think it is so confusing for people how to navigate it?
For that, and to answer a lot of the questions that people, you know, when you speak, you can have 1,000 people sitting there. You ask if there's questions. Nobody raises their hand.
True.
Then you're stuck for 2 hours after answering. And I don't mean stuck in a bad way. You're answering one-off questions. It's now all in the book. They're nervous. They ask it in front of it. And our publicist or Holly herself will literally have to pull me away. I'll stay and answer all of them.
I'm the same way. No, I did this party the other night and like no silence. It was like,
right.
And it was like a party. I was helping this, you know, it was like 25 women and they were like staring at me. And I'm like, well, here's toys. Here's no other questions. And then I go to leave and they're like, come here.
Yep.
Yes.
So I don't want to have sex with my husband. And I don't, you know, it's everything. And I'm like, oh my God.
To write this is like you said, it's, you know, 6 pillars of a healthy relationship. How to go from icy to spicy. Then you're happy. Because if you have cracks, if you and Ross, for example, were having issues, I wouldn't advise going to a party. Because if you're not having sex or fun sex together, going to a party and having sex that's with not gonna us. Be the,
exactly.
It's going to hurt you.
Right. Exactly. I totally get it.
It's going to hurt you.
But yeah.
Do you remember that scene? I'm sorry. I want to ask you. Do you remember that scene, because you brought this up to Holly, the movie Airplane? Do you remember the movie Airplane? When the husband and wife are sitting there, the flight attendant comes up and says, would you like a second cup of coffee? He said yes. And the wife in her head said, I don't remember him ever having a second cup of coffee at home. You can't do that in the lifestyle. Because different is not better or worse. Different is different.
Right.
And that's what makes a lifestyle so fun.
Have you ever seen, though, a couple's, like, what are some of the pitfalls? Like, is there any, you're like, oh, there they go. This is the common thing that comes up at some parties.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't say the common thing that comes up at parties, but I know that
personalities
and attitudes, yes, that one woman just goes crazy, or one man is like, oh my God, I can't see you do this. And they're okay with it at first. They go there and they're having a good time, and then someone just blows up.
Right. Because in reality, like, you think about it, but you're there, you're like,
it's like a fantasy. Sometimes you want to keep them in your head, and sometimes you want to live them out.
We talk about safe words, because if something like that happens, don't cause a scene. Use a word, or don't give a look. We had that on season one of Swing, and one woman got mad. They were a newbie couple, which means they'd never been in the lifestyle. You should have known. He said, I don't know. Maybe you had constipation. I don't know. You can't just know.
Communication, exactly.
It is. Also, you get a sense, and your intuition kicks in. I believe women, no offense to my gender, you women have a much better intuition than we do.
Well, we do.
You know.
We do.
You know when somebody is there to replace somebody. We can tell when a guy is looking to replace his wife or the woman he's with, or a woman's there scouting or recruiting, maybe. Because you, and this, though, is better for my gender. Guys, we applaud each other when you're in a good relationship. A lot of women we see in and out of the lifestyle, well, if that guy is happy with her and she's happy with him, I can make him happier, and we'll try to steal him
jealousy
away.
Jealousy and competition. Yes. Yeah. You must get it, because Holly, you're beautiful. You're attractive. You guys must have a lot of that, even more so.
We don't even deal with it.
Right. You're like, I see that. I'm miles away. It's not even someone I'd want to be with.
Not even something you want to be around. And you hear stories, oh, this person falls in love over and over and over, and whether it's the man or the woman, it's just not healthy, and they're not happy. And then they go to try and replace something that's missing. The lifestyle, I look at it this way. Holly is, you know how they say icing on the cake? No. Holly is the cake and the icing and the frosting and the little flowers on top. Mm-hmm. Holly is the cake. If we were just hypothetically lucky enough to have you or your producers here in the bed with us. Yeah, look at her. No way.
Paul West, her boyfriend.
You are then that layer of frosting in the middle. I don't need that frosting in the middle. I don't need a two-layer cake.
You don't need it, but you're gone.
I'm like, yeah, more frosting.
Yeah, because you're like, I just thought there was this great, there's another layer.
Yes. Best sex I ever have is Holly. And then incredible sex with you is possible because Holly is giving permission.
Right.
And that's to us what it is. It really, and you can tell couples that aren't doing it.
There's so many mindful, and people are thinking, like, I'm sure listening going, God, this just doesn't make any sense. There's no way they can't be. I mean, it's just, I think people just get mind blown that it can actually.
They do. And they think,
but then how's your monogamous lifestyle? So I just want to think, like, how's that going for you? Like, are you guys having interesting sex? Which we hear from every day, couples are not. They're not communicating. They're not talking what they want. And so that's not really might be working for you either. So
when the CDC did a recent study, and I talk about this a lot, it was, I think, 3 years ago, and they were looking at open relationships and monogamous relationships and the incidence of sexually transmitted infections. Let's not kid ourselves. STDs, it's 2015. Not that we should talk about it, but wrap it.
Right.
Come on.
Everywhere.
No one's to blame if you don't, whether it's pregnancy or STIs, STDs. They looked at it and they found statistically significant double-digit difference. The open relationships had a lower rate of STDs than monogamous. Now, when you, and you know this as a researcher, when you ask the couple or the individual, it's anonymous, you're doing it individually, not as a couple, open or monogamous, then it takes you down another path. One of the last questions for the monogamous people, have you or are you currently cheating on your partner? 47% of them, yes. So if you're willing to do one risky behavior, you're willing to do more, which is unprotected sex.
Yeah, it's true.
And when you ask, well, aren't you guys freaks? No, we like to get freaky. We're not freaks. And what you're hearing here is possible for everybody, as you witnessed with Ross, as long as you're willing to talk. Sure.
And it might even help couples talk. I mean, I'm not saying you got to jump into it.
Right.
But, I mean, that's the thing on the show, because we do get so many emails a week from people, and so much of it is they can tell me their whole life story. And it's
nervous.
Like they can't talk, but they just can't talk to their partner about it. They just cannot communicate. And so what are some good communication tools you think for couples to explain to them, even just how to start talking about sex? Because there's couples who've been together for years and they can't talk about it. So asking
Michael came up with the 12-minute rule. You should just sit down for 12 minutes and just talk
about
talk
a day?
About yes,
just not, 5 minutes.
No bills, no kids, no nothing.
Oh, anything.
Just talk and about it, something.
Yeah, just talk. Yeah, but you don't. You're at. Thank you, honey, for reminding me that. Don't talk about bills, problems, work,
kids, whatever.
Kids,
yes,
family, nothing. Talk. Talk about a movie if you want. Something you heard funny if you want. And it starts to take those walls down. I have found another thing, and I suggest doing it at least 3 times a week. I'd love everyone to do it every day.
Right.
Pockets and I try to do that in the morning and in the evening. And we just have fun, Holly, and I just open up right. and share. The other thing is I also believe you should ask your partner 3 questions once a week, just any 3 questions, because you start to bring walls down. I believe in a fantasy box, which is difficult because there's only 2 of you. Sure, you're going to know whose fantasy it is, but the rule up front is we don't judge. The biggest mm-hmm. thing I heard when 50 Shades came out, the reason so many men and women felt comfortable sharing with their partner. Now, Holly, you know, no offense, Holly didn't like the book that much. What I loved about it was that it got people talking.
That's the only right. thing I liked about it as well.
It gave them a route to go. With our show on TV and radio, a lot of people have used it as that catalyst. Because right. truth mm-hmm. is, you bring up something that's not the norm, and the partner typically freaks out.
Right.
A couple days later, they'll come back and say, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of beginning the conversation. The other way to do it is to say, I would like to share with you things I share with my best girlfriend or my best guy friend. Because there's nothing, my phone is unlocked by Holly, right? There's nothing in her she can't see.
Right.
So there's nothing I'm sharing with anyone else that I haven't already or will share with Holly. And I believe when couples hold, you know, when you have a secret, you know there's a reason you have that
right,
secret.
Right, you're just as sick as your secrets.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
There you go.
It's
I love
true.
It.
Yeah, it's true. So the fantasy box. So let's say a couple... They're like, we've never talked about our sex life.
Right.
Or I've never had an orgasm with my partner. We've been together and I've been faking or whatever. They've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
So you say they sit down and they each like write, like it's kind of like
write
the
out
sexual
five fantasies.
Bucket list.
Yeah, write out yeah. 5 fantasies. Each, you put them in the box, you shake the box up maybe 1 night a month, maybe 1 night a week. You pull something from the box and you agree you're going to do it.
That night?
Well,
eventually.
Eventually.
Maybe yeah. even it's anticipation. You can look it's, for the weekend.
Or the go. Conversation.
Gets the conversation right. going. That's not my thing, but maybe if we use
exactly
right,
you know more lube with that, that'd be fun.
There you go. Yeah.
You didn't mention lube, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. More lube. We know people, for example, this couple, she has fantasized about what's known as a gangbang. So her having sex with multiple men. Her husband didn't know. And we encouraged them to talk. And she told him, to date, they've had the best sex they've ever had. They've never done the gangbang. What she wanted to do was live it out in a fantasy with him. So while they're having foreplay, and while they're having actual sex penetration, they talk about it. He understands that it's not to replace him. It's just something she always wanted to do.
Right. So he's like, hey, babe, right now, this other guy. Like,
yeah.
He explains it. Yeah.
He
I've had that.
It.
Yeah. It's hot. It's totally. So, yeah, he would be like, oh, right now, these guys, they want you. It's so hot.
Right.
And so she's kind of like
right.
experiencing it. Yeah.
Yep.
That's all.
And
those are all great
he'll
tips.
He'll use toys to replace, you know, so instead of his penis at that point, now it's a toy that's somebody else. And they've gone that way, and there's, you know, like airtight.
But their sex
like
is
that.
Better for it because they
so
opened
much...
up not Pandora's box, but like the good Pandora's box.
Right, exactly. No,
yeah.
You're absolutely right. It's just opening it up. It doesn't have to be. People are just so afraid about being judged.
That's it.
That you know mm-hmm. the partner's not going to love them anymore. But if you are in a healthy place, you know, and if you're not getting the sex, you have nothing to lose at this point.
Nothing to lose.
Right. If you are suffering in your sex life, you have nothing to lose by not sharing what it is you want, and maybe you don't know exactly what you want either.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think.
Right.
Some women sometimes and men who are so they're like, I've never even actually fantasized, or I've never. So start like, you know, listening to your show or read this book.
Right.
Welcome to the Lifestyle that you get at your website.
No, not ours. Go
oh,
to
no.
thexclub.com.
Thexclub.com. Watch porn with it, whatever it is.
Another great introduction. Watch on, you know, adult content. It's free.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, it's free.
Do it together. You don't have to talk. You're like, mm-hmm. what'd you find hot in that scene? Like, that's a good, you just need something else as a catalyst. Okay, now a quick shout out to our sponsors. Thanks for supporting them, and we'll be right back. How do you guys feel about helping me answer some emails for some people, some listeners here, who I think they could really benefit from your knowledge. Okay, thank you for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you, and I also love when you include your name. You can fake the name, but tell me where you are listening from and how old you are, and also how you listen. Okay, Emily, my fiance and I have been together for a little over 5 years now. We have a child together, and she has another. They are 4 and 8. I'm 25, and let's face it, I'm your typical guy. I love sex and everything in between. I guess I have a two-part question. How much sex is realistic for a couple per week? In my opinion, our sex life is dull. It's always the same unless we've had a few drinks. She doesn't like new things, doesn't like to go down on me, even though she knows I like it and I go down on her constantly. And she makes sex really awkward. Any advice? The relationship is already struggling, but I don't know how much more of it this I can handle. Thanks so much. I love your podcast and everything you write and put out, Tim. So Tim, they've got two kids. They've been together. And he wants, first of all, everyone asks us, what's normal for sex per week? I mean, there's no normal.
You don't want to be statistical. I mean, you don't want to be the statistical normal average in the United States, which is what, I think 1.2 times. What's 0.2? Is that where you owe somebody something?
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
You're like, I almost gave you a blowjob, but the normal ring.
It was a tip, just a tip.
Right,
just the hood. I agree with you.
I think you have to communicate on what's normal for both of you.
Right. Because you can come to that together. You can come to that realization of like, if he wants five times a week and she wants one, well, then it's compromise.
Mm-hmm. I believe, though, and it's another thing I respect about you. There are some people in our business that, okay, here's the thing, in my opinion, Tim. Somebody
break
can
it down.
Teach you, because you do this like we do this, and you do both sides. I only do one side. You can learn how to have a better orgasm. You can learn how to finger someone better with kindliness or give a better blowjob, so to speak. If you're not happy at home, it ain't happening. So what I love what you do and what we do is I look at the sexy psychological side of it. There's something else going on there.
Yeah, 100%. Sure.
There is something else going on there that's manifesting in no sex. Because when she's not happy, when Holly's not happy with me,
I won't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's true. We shut down. Men and women.
And so do men. I mean, as much as I love when she goes down on me, I would not come up if it weren't if I could breathe out of my ears, I'd never come up between your legs.
Right.
I love it that much. And if you're not enjoying it, just tell me. My point is, though, I believe that you must talk about what's going on emotionally, like you said earlier, like you say when I hear you talk and I listen to your show and like we say, because that's, to me, the root there. Now, she could be asexual.
Right, right.
Doubt
that's
it.
True. But there's other things like going on. And and I feel like he's the guy who's going, you know, I go down on you. Why aren't I getting blowjobs? Right. Like, that's the last way you're going to get
something. Not reciprocity. Yeah.
No.
And that's where we call taking one. You go back to the lifestyle. Never take one for the team. I would never ask Holly, hey, let's go hook up with this woman or that couple because I want to be with her. Well, I don't like them. Do it for me. That's taking that builds resent. And that's what Tim may be doing is she's getting resentful.
The way he might be even approaching it, too. And they have kids. He might not be taking care of her needs. He might be able to help her with what she needs. She might not feel nurtured just because he needs blowjobs. She might need him to empty out the dishwasher, you know, or whatever. Help give her emotional support.
I said that today.
He did?
Yeah,
he just said, the dishwasher.
He said, especially at this time when you're just giving presents to each other, how do you make sure you know your partner knows that you love them? I'm like, it's
without
the little
just material
things.
Gift. Right.
Getting your clothes off, the underwear off the floor, putting away the dishes, things like that. That tells me you love me because I'm stressed about this and you're stressed about this. So find ways to help each other, not just in bed.
Exactly.
I do think, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Sex is important. If Ross wasn't providing sexually, all the other stuff might be okay. But if you're not getting what you need sexually, you need to have that
game
talk.
Out. Right. Game over.
Right.
It's over. That's true. So, yeah, I think, Tim, just like, you know, reduce her stress, take things off her plate, start to talk to her. Communication is a lubrication, Tim. I don't know that you've talked to her in a way that might be the most productive if you're like, I'm not getting BJs. That's not going to.
Tell her she's beautiful during the day. That those pants look great on you.
Because it could be body image
like
issues.
Yeah.
She may have body issues.
You have your two kids. The guys don't understand that either. Like, this is what I was saying. I said to Ross, I was like, just because I know you think I'm hot. Just sometimes it'd be nice to. I've never been with it because I always required it. And it's not like I'm so insecure. And it's just you want to hear that as a woman. Like, you just want to hear, like, you know, I'm into you. I'm, you know,
especially not that he
never does,
through.
But it just, yeah, exactly. All we go through.
Go through a lot to learn.
Yeah, I did not wake up like this.
I know.
I don't know yet. You got to come spend the night. We'll find out.
Exactly. Okay. There's a lot going on. Can we just get this over with already? The show? Yeah, okay. So, sex, we got another email. We
go for this.
Okay, sex with a selfish lover. Hi, Emily. First of all, I just want to say your advice is amazing and helpful, and I wish there were more people out there like you who seek to educate people about sex in a positive, healthy, and pleasurable way. Holly and Michael here, they do that too. You are awesome. Anyway, I'm 22 from Massachusetts, and I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for a little over 2 years now. He's my first boyfriend, and we started dating freshman year in college. However, he has a few things about him that bug me and make it really hard to be in a relationship with. He's somewhat selfish, insensitive, and has been that way all his life. He tries hard to understand, and I can see that, so I try not to push him, but when it comes to sex, it's a little scary for me to try to get him to focus on more. He's only the second guy I've had sex with, and I've yet to come during sex. I know, it's sad. I just want our sex to be better because I love him, and I don't want to break up with him because of the sex. just wait, this gets into more interesting. I'm tempted to cheat all the time, and I don't even really feel bad about it. I've been pretty sexual from middle school on, and I have to basically rely on masturbating, but my boyfriend isn't even that sexual a person. I could have sex twice a day. He's not like that. I know that he watches porn sometimes, but he's told me before that he can go a year without sex. I know. This is so loaded that it's almost like, whoa, I don't have 2 hours to answer this.
Right, exactly.
Help, I love him, but I'm scared to introduce him to my freakiness. Thanks, Daisy. I know. I kind of broke it down. I want to replay some of this to you because there was a lot going on. So Daisy's got a lot going on. This is what she told us in this brief email. You've been together 2 years.
Right.
He's selfish and his whole life, apparently. You've never had an orgasm with him. You haven't shown him your freaky side. And you're afraid to talk to him about your sexual needs. Oh, and you're considering cheating.
Yeah, Daisy should get out of that relationship. Yeah. Number one. I mean, that's not a healthy relationship on many
levels.
She
might need to get some therapy, right. Figure some stuff out. And don't cheat.
No.
You never want to cheat on him. I understand he's your first boyfriend, too. You know, when you're young, it's your first boyfriend. You're attached.
You don't want regret later. Oh, I shouldn't have been with him. I wasted 2 years. You know what? I looked at it this way with my first wife. If I stay any longer, I'll waste more time.
Yeah.
Not a waste. Mm-hmm. I didn't waste time. I learned.
But you learned. Right.
And if she's masturbating all the time, I would think that she could teach him what to do.
Mutual masturbation.
Mutual masturbation. Use his hand. You guide his hand. Allow him to show you. You show him how you want to be pleasured.
Right.
Now, if he's that selfish, though, you guys.
I feel like she's not telling him everything. Yeah,
she's not communicating.
She hasn't communicated at all. So we create all these things in our mind, and we've never. I've done that to them. And I'll, but thank God I have such good girlfriends. I'll be like, this and this. Like, have you ever told him? Even am I, I'm not freaking perfect. I'm like,
exactly.
Oh, no, I guess, you know. And then you just talk about it, and it's, you know, sometimes.
So easy to share with someone else what to do than for us to
so
do.
So easy. And that's why we have our friends, because they're like, wait, Emily, back up. So, yeah, I think that you just, you know, you could try talking to him, being honest, but also it's been 2 years, and she hasn't let her freak flag fly at all.
I wonder, too. Yes. We always say TTLC, trust, talk, listen, communicate. Is she listening to him, too? There could be something she's missing. As selfish as he is, what is he telling you? Because if he really is that bad, come on, you guys. Get out of that relationship.
Yeah,
right.
Let your freak flag fly. Be single for a while. Be a unicorn in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Listen to More Sex with Emily. Listen to Swing with Holly and Michael. And you, I mean, seriously, get out there and have fun.
Well, we had a couple friends that's in the lifestyle. And they were married for very young. I think first boyfriend, girlfriend. Yep. And got married and had a baby and everything. And they didn't know each other were freaks. They would go masturbate to porn by themselves. And one day it just got to the point and they said, oh, I'm doing this. And he says, I'm doing this. And they're like, what are we doing?
Why don't we do it together?
And ever since then, it's been amazing.
That's the thing. It's just that talking. And it's like, I always say this, like ripping a Band-Aid off. You just got to do it. I could tell you how to, but just do it, feel comfortable and just say it. And if you're with someone who loves you and respects you and you can find your language, it's better than not talking about it.
And get out now if it's not right.
Right.
I mean, you know,
wasting both your time.
I had a daughter. You had a son with your first marriage. My ex is a wonderful person, just not right for me. And you've got to know, you're not a failure.
Right.
Daisy's not a failure if she leaves that relationship. She's a failure if she cheats.
Right.
To me, cheating is based on lies and deceit. Being in an open relationship or communicating is built on trust and honesty.
Right, exactly. So. And 47% of people are cheating, which makes me crazy. Mm-hmm. So, might as well. Okay, one more. How about threesome tips? Would you have some good? Did you say you guys don't have a lot of threesomes?
Oh, we have a ton. That's what we have. We have one tomorrow night.
Okay, you've already booked.
We do. We book actually a week out.
Oh, no. It was our other guest. She's like, I don't have threesomes. I'm like, what? I don't know. I just sort of mashed together two shows. So this is great. My name is Allie. I'm a 23-year-old married attorney from Ann Arbor, Michigan. I listen to your show during my long commute from Ann Arbor to Lansing every day, and I love it. That's where I went to college. I just want to say I totally get that commute, sister. My husband and I are young, so we're pretty open about trying new things. One of the things he's never done is have a threesome, and he really wants to. Of course, what guy doesn't? We've been talking about it for a year and never acted on it, and I'm all for it, as long as it's someone we aren't great friends with, because I feel like it could ruin a friendship and put tension between us. Also, we have a one-year-old. And don't want to bring anyone back home with us. That could be awkward. Coming home and sending the nanny home while we have an extra person with us. Weird. And having a stranger in our house to have sex with our son is sleeping in his crib. That's not what I want. So, how do we find someone to hook up with? And second, where would we hook up? Is it okay to bring someone home with us? I know you're from Michigan, so maybe you know some places to find a third. Thanks. These people who are in Michigan, you know, Michigan. Yeah. I wasn't having threesomes then, but
Midwest, good people. I spent 16 years in Chicago.
Right. They are good people.
A couple things to think about. You know, if it's somebody you kind of know or you've vetted, then bringing them home, send the nanny home, they can meet you after. Not such a bad thing. Right. One-year-old's not going to wake up in the middle. We keep our, you know, people ask us, what do your kids know? They don't.
Yeah, it's good to ask you.
They
yeah.
don't know.
They don't know anything.
Because anybody that's not in the lifestyle that says, well, what if your kids did it? And I say, when was the last time you had sex? Well, none of your, just answer me. When was the last time? 3 nights ago. And then I say, did you tell your kids? No, you don't need to tell them when and who you're having sex with. Go back to the threesome.
Right.
First, we pick up a lot. When I say pick up, we meet a lot of women on Bumble, which is a new app, and Tinder.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tons of women we have threesomes with from there. Also, Adult Friend Finder, Cassidy. Threesomes, again, it's about the sex. Go to a lifestyle party. Because you can have a threesome at those.
How do they find them? I'm just wondering, like on the like Adult Friend Finder would list it, or
Adult Friend Finder doesn't tend to list them.
No, they don't list
Cassidy
parties.
Lifestyle Lounge.
Cassidy
SDC.
With a K. Uh-huh.
Yes, they have an events page. It's free. Don't sign up in your area unless you know you're going to do this right. more often. Go to the events page though. That's free. Find something going on in your area.
Yeah.
If you don't want to see somebody in your area, it's Detroit. How far is Detroit or
yeah,
Union not Pier far at all. Or whatever it is.
Minutes. Right.
Drive there, go to a party there, contact you, contact us, and we can let you know about the
promoters. Yeah, I think the big thing is you have to let the woman pick. Because you
if
don't
you're
pick
woman,
if you're gonna be with a woman, yeah. you should let the woman pick the partner.
Right.
Because but she's gonna feel secure about
hold
it.
Hold on, as long as the guy's in agreement too.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Of
so
course.
You mean let the woman pick.
So do you guys sit there on your phone and
oh,
you're
yeah.
like, Bumble, I want, can
yes,
we do? I actually
we do.
Would love to look yeah. at what you guys, was at. So you're like, oh, her. And then do yep. you guys, how often do you guys agree and disagree? Is it like a 50-50?
We have the same
taste
in women.
I like to, go ahead.
Yeah, what is your taste? What is it?
Good looking, fun.
I like a good smile. I love eyebrows. I don't know why. I love eyebrows.
Well, when I say good looking, Holly gets a sense for them. It's not necessarily blonde, brunette, big, small, nothing like that. It's just... In their picture, are they smiling? Are they photoshopped? Are they those glamour shots? I don't want glamour shots.
Right.
I'm not going to make breakfast for you in the morning.
Right.
And with a threesome, that too. Figure out what the two of you want. Do you want someone who's going to spend the night, or are they leaving after?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where do you want to have this done? You can rent a hotel room. There's nothing wrong
True.
With that. Get a hotel room. A lot of these places, though, be upfront. Let them know what you're looking for. And the other thing I warn, though, and I'm not saying she's doing it, this isn't a trap. If you're going to have a threesome with him and another woman, make sure you're doing it because you want to also, not because you later expect him to have one with you and another man.
Right.
That's not fair.
See, isn't that common? There's a lot of women who are like, what? It's a double standard. Why right. can't I have it with the man?
Yeah.
I
mean,
right. And that's where I believe a lot of problems arise where, well, I let you do it. Now you have to let me. Well, no, hold on. You should have been clear up front.
Yeah,
right.
Not a quid pro quo always
yeah.
with that. Okay, that's interesting. So you guys find the person together and you have to agree and all that. And so that's interesting. So what on the profiles, do you meet the – oh, this is what I ask you, the process. So you find someone on Bumble, for example.
Yeah. Right.
And you're like, do you meet up first for a drink?
Yes.
Or wherever?
Because what if you don't have chemistry?
Right.
You meet them and you're
–
yeah, it
can
is.
You tell like
– yeah, I can. I can.
Are you
I'm
like, check,
nope,
please?
Or yep.
A lot of times, the one we met, we call her London, just to protect her identity. Unfortunately, a lot of people that are in the lifestyle or enjoy
yeah.
casual sex and not labeling themselves, you know, they're professionals. No matter what they do,
right.
if they get out of it, they can lose their job.
Totally.
They can be,
absolutely.
You know, their families and all that. So we call her London. We have a great time with her. We met her near mm-hmm. our house for drinks.
Perfect.
And everything.
Geographically desirable.
GD. Yep. Geographically desirable. My grandma used to say or GUD, geographically undesirable. So they have to drive to us. Holly and I aren't driving that far. So, because remember, if they flake or say no, I don't care. I have Holly.
Right.
If we get there and meet them and it's not good, I don't care.
Right.
I have Holly.
Right. Exactly.
So we meet them. And if chemistry's there, great. Tomorrow night, we're meeting somebody new and we're meeting her out. If there's chemistry, great. We'll go back to the house. If not, nope.
Right.
And we share custody of our kids. So if anyone's asking or thinking, we have 50-50 custody and they're always with us at the same time.
Got it.
So when they're not home, we
you
can do
plan
things.
Around.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
and they don't, but what about you do your swing? They could Google you, you do swing show.
They can't
so they
Google at
know.
Home. They have seen Pockets' pictorials for Playboy because she's posed 3 times for Playboy. Our daughter, just now that she's 11, has asked that Holly not do any more nude modeling until she's out of high school. Our son, it was an uncomfortable conversation when I had
he was
it
like,
with him.
We do more? No, just
yeah.
yeah. It was her ex-husband that said, Michael, I think you should talk to our son about, you know, the pictorials. And this was earlier this year. And I said, all right, you don't want to be there? He said, no, just can you do it? Because you'll have the answers.
You will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I did. And all he said was, thanks for bringing me to Starbucks. Thanks for getting me my favorite things. Really uncomfortable conversation. I'm happy for my mom that she's proud of herself. And that's it. He didn't care.
That's really a bomb.
There's
yeah.
knowledge and power, though. So no kids can blackmail him or bully him
right.
because they've seen his mom naked. Tastefully, but naked.
Right. So. I've seen the taste. I was on Playboy Radio. What show was that? I was on Sunny.
You were with Astadoc.
Yes, but I actually meant to post. I took a picture of you guys. You're in the hallway at Playboy. And there was the hottest picture of you guys. Thank and you. I took a picture and I was.
We're doing new photos tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Are you? That's awesome.
You're actually the commercial for your episode plays during our show.
Really?
Yeah. We heard you today, and I come back on air. I said, that was Emily.
That's
we're
so going to
be on Sex with Emily today.
I love it. Well, I would. Going to come back on your show as well. I would love it. And thank you both for being on the show. This was amazing.
Thank you.
As always, per usual.
Of course.
And so, okay, so this will all be on our website as well, but they can find the main site we want to give out is
Playboy, hollyandmichael.com. However, playboyradio.com is where you can find everything about the show. Hollyandmichael.com will direct you there too.
Okay. And then the book, we can just list the website that they can get it.
The X Club.
The X Club. And we'll have this on our site too, because you guys really, it's free. You put in your email addresses and all the email address and all the questions you have about the lifestyle. I know. And you're also, did you graduate or you're getting your?
I'm a PhD candidate. Yeah. Psychology.
Congratulations
Thank
on that.
You.
That's. I didn't know that. You like blew my mind on that. I'm like, how do you do that as well?
I know. So, well, you know what it's like. Come on. You did it.
Yeah,
so you know.
I did.
You know, it's the struggle.
No,
it's not, though. You know, I'm even more in love with you and proud of you going through the struggle again myself.
Have you doing it well. You guys are both doing so great.
And
you guys really are like an amazing couple. I was just like, I was like, because we were talking about the show, I'm like, you don't understand. Like, I know them. I love them. They're amazing. So thank you for being here. It was great. And thank you, Madison, producer Madison. Thank you, Lori. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, which is at Sex with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is all Sex with Emily. Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. We're also looking for social media interns. We're always looking for interns. Email us feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Oh, you want to be here? You want to intern here?
It's a good friggin' time.
Have you seen you?
Okay, everyone. I know. It's a good time. Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.